感谢主带领我们来到最后一堂。
Thank the Lord they brought us to the last session.
这堂结束之后，今年的这个春令会就又结束了。
After the conclusion of the session, again we conclude this year's conference.
我都不记得了。我们有多少次？我们的弟兄提醒我们，一共有20次。
I didn't even realize that we have about 20 times in this conference.
感谢神的恩典。
Thank God's grace.
那么今天早晨呢
？This morning，
我们要继续和弟兄姊妹来交通这个新约侍奉的特性。
We like to share once again on the characteristics of the New Testament service.
那么开头还是请大家和我一同来读一些主的话。
Beginning, let brothers and sisters read together with me from God's word.
我们先看马太福音。
Matthew.
马太福音第十二章。
Gospel according to Matthew chapter 12.
马太十二章第十八节。
Matthew 12 verse 18。
看哪，我的仆人，我所拣选、所亲爱、心里所喜悦的。我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给外邦。
Here's my servant whom I have chosen, the one I love, in whom I delight my heart. I will put my spirit on him, and he will proclaim justice to the nation.
然后罗马书。
Romans.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我在他儿子福音上用心灵所侍奉的神可以见证我怎样不住地提到你们。
God whom I serve with my whole heart and spirit in preaching the gospel son is my witness how constantly I remember you.
中文这里用心灵所侍奉的神，原文就是用灵所侍奉的神。
In the Chinese, it translates that you serve with the whole heart, but the original language speaks of the word spirit.
第七章
Chapter 7
第六节
Verse 6
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了，现今就脱离了律法，叫我们服侍主，要按着心灵的新样，不是按着遗文的旧样。
But now by dying to what once bound us, we have been released from the law, so that we serve in a new way of the Spirit, and not in the old way of the written code.
这里心灵的新样啊，也是灵的新样。
Again, the new spirit here is really the new way of the Spirit.
哥林多后书。
Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第三章。
Second Corinthians chapter 3.
第六节
Verse 6
他叫我们能承当着新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
He has made us competent as ministers of a new covenant, not the letter but the spirit. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
中文这里的经意原文都是灵。
So in the original language, it talks about the word spirit.
我们再看彼得前书。
First Peter.
彼得前书。
First Peter, chapter 2.
第二节。
Verse 2.
就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。
Like newborn babies, crave for spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation.
第五节。
Verse 5.
你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造，成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
You also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Let's turn back to the Old Testament. Ezekiel chapter 36.
26和27节。
Chapter 36, verse 26 and 27.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my law.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹讲到，我们的神在创世之前，他就有荣耀的计划。
I will share with brothers and sisters that before the creation of the world, he already has his eternal plan and purpose.
他定下了一个非常伟大的旨意。
That he set forth a very glorious and great will.
他为着要成全这个旨意。
In order to fulfill this will.
他需要有一般人跟他一同来同工。
That he needs a bunch of people to co-work with him.
所以呢，他要把他所救赎的人呢，那么使他们能成为侍奉的人。
So those who he redeemed, he will change them into those who can serve.
所以侍奉就是我们和神一同来经营他所经营的，建造他所建造。
So into what service? Service is to build together with the Lord.
这是神给我们一个非常荣耀崇高的一个地位。
That this is a very glorious and high position that God has given us.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这次聚会呢，主让我和 Dana 弟兄能有再一次机会一同配搭服侍。
That the Lord once again allowed myself and Brother Dana to co-work together and serve together.
啊，我们事先我们也互相没有联络。
We didn't even connect before this meeting.
但是主给我们的负担非常的复合。
But God's burden given to each one of us is it comes together. It's very pairing.
我们的弟兄讲到异象。
Our brother talk about vision.
感谢主，他把神荣耀的目的这方面，这次给我们讲的是非常的详尽。
Thank the Lord that He so detailedly portrayed what is the glorious purpose of God.
但是我们也知道，神的这个荣耀的目的是要实行的。
That we also know that we need to live out and act out God's glorious purpose.
所以这个事情跟我们的服事有非常大的关系。
So in order to live out this purpose, it's intricately connected with our service.
我们的侍奉就是为了成全神的这个目的。
That our service is to fulfill this purpose of God.
所以我们讲到神的旨意是神所定的。
So we said that God's will, He set forth Himself.
侍奉的原则也是神所定的。
And the principle of service also set forth by God Himself.
所以今天我们不仅需要认识神的这个目的。
That today not only do we need to understand and know God's purpose.
我们也需要按照侍奉的原则来服侍我们的主。
That we need to serve God according to the principles of God in terms of His service.
这样才能叫神荣耀的旨意呢，能够得到实现。
This is how we can make realize that God's glorious purpose.
所以我们每个基督徒都当记得。
That our brother, every Christian should remember.
我们的蒙救赎是为着神荣耀的目的。
That we are saved is actually for His glorious purpose.
所以我们应当在地上做父神的祭司。
That today on earth we should be the Father's priest.
按照神的心意来侍奉他。
And that according to His will we serve Him.
但是我们也讲到在教会历史上。
That we also talk about the history of the church.
甚至旧约的历史。
Even the Old Testament history.
我们看见很多的侍奉不仅不能满足神的心意。
And we see many servants not only can they not satisfy God's heart.
很多人的热心，人的努力所做的，正好破坏神的工作。
Actually, a lot of the fervency and the hard work by men actually destroy God's purpose.
有很多的侍奉是叫神蒙羞的。
That many kind of service actually brought shame to Him.
因为我们没有按照圣经所讲的这个侍奉的原则侍奉神。
Because we did not serve according to the principle from the Bible to serve Him.
所以这次我的负担呢
？So this time my burden.
我希望从新约圣经里面。那么找出一些的原则。
So that from the New Testament we can draw some principles.
希望你我彼此的提醒。
So that it can mutually remind you and me, myself.
我们能把更好的服事，对的服事 能够献给我们。
That we can do a better and better and more correct service and offer to our Lord.
我们都知道主回来的日子非常的近。
We all know that the Lord's return is imminent.
我们的机会并不多。
That our opportunity is actually decreasing.
所以我们要珍惜眼前能够有侍奉的机会。
So we have to consider precious, and valuable the opportunities to serve before us.
求主叫我们不固执。
That please help us not to be stubborn.
不陷在一些错误的里面呢，一直走到底。
Don't keep dwell in the mistakes we have and keep walking in the mistakes.
愿主用他的话光照我们。
That may God use His words to enlighten us.
拯救我们。
To save us.
能够归正我们
to correct us,
能够把我们的侍奉能摆在一个对的光景
so that we can take our service to put it in the right correct condition
这样将来我们到主审判台前的时候
so that when we come before the judgment seat
或许我们能得着神的称许
then we can have praise from God
我们也讲了
we also said
将来来到基督台前受审的时候
that those who come before the judgment seat of Christ
神是根据我们的侍奉来审判我们
that God is going to judge us according to our service
所以马太福音二十五章讲到
So therefore Matthew chapter 25 says
说好你是又良善又忠心的仆人
He said good you are the good and faithful servant
神是以按照我们做仆人的光景来审判我们
That God judges according to the position we are as a servant
所以侍奉是何等重要的事情
So service is such an important matter
那么这一次呢我特别和弟兄姊妹讲到新约侍奉的一些特性
And this time I said a special characteristics of the New Testament service
当然这个侍奉呢是包括了整个旧约侍奉的原则。
But of course, this service encompasses all the principles of the Old Testament.
也许有些弟兄姊妹会问呢。
And brothers and sisters may ask,
为什么在这一次的侍奉里没有提到公义和圣洁呢
？And how come people you didn't mention anything about holiness and righteousness?
当然，侍奉是包括这些的。
Of course, service encompasses these.
但是我们因为时间的缘故
，because of the time constraints，
所以我只能选一些比较重要的点和弟兄姊妹们一同有交通。
That I can only draw some important points to fellowship with brothers and sisters.
所以我们讲到侍奉第一个重要的事情是要能分辨这个侍奉的性质。
So we talk about the first important matter about service that you can separate out the nature of service.
使徒保罗用了新人和旧人来分辨这个性质。
That Apostle Paul used the word new man and old man to separate out this nature.
所以我们的侍奉呢，如果呢是在旧人的范围里。
That if our service is in the realm of the old man.
我再说，我们所有的努力，所有的摆上，恐怕有点落空。
I say again, once again, all the hard work and fervency that you've done is all going to be in vain.
在新约的时代的侍奉是新人的侍奉。
In the New Testament, the service is according to a new man.
这个性质的分别非常的重要。
That this nature is very separate, is very different.
很可惜，今天很多神的儿女们并不在意这些东西。
Unfortunately, many children of God don't care about this.
我们也搞不清楚这个是新造或者旧造。
We can't even compare is this a new creation or an old creation.
以至于这些会在我们的侍奉中造成非常大的亏损。
So therefore that we suffer loss in the midst of our service.
保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us
那么我们对这个新人和旧人
what we look toward the old man and the new man
这是我们在生活中侍奉生活中可以经历的
that we can actually experience in our daily living.
所以他用脱下和穿上
he says,
这么简单的一个动作来
he says, take off your clothing, very simple, and put on your clothing, something very simple like this.
所以保罗告诉我们
So Paul tells us,
我们受浸过之后的人都要披戴基督。
And that's after those of us that are baptized, we have to be clothed with Christ.
特别我们来到聚会里。
Especially when we come to a meeting.
就好像祭司们来到会幕一样。
Just like a priest coming before the tabernacle.
他们要脱下他们世俗的衣服，穿上祭司的袍子。
They have to take off their common clothing and put on the priestly
robe. 那我们要脱下旧人，穿上新人。
That we have to take off our old self and clothe ourselves with a new self.
那我要问弟兄姊妹啊。
Then I'm going to ask brothers and sisters.
今天早晨你来聚会，你有披戴基督吗
？That this morning when you come to the service, did you clothe yourself with Christ?
我想我们很多时候我们都没有这个意念。
That sometimes we don't have, many times we don't have this concept.
我们新约的祭司赶不上旧约的祭司。
That the New Testament priest, we cannot, we're not being able, it's incomparable to the Old Testament.
旧约的祭司至少他们还知道他们需要。 披戴整齐才能到神。
Because the Old Testament priests, they know they have to dress very correctly before they go to
service. 我希望我们常常彼此对问。
And we, I hope that we ask one another frequently.
今天我们来聚会，我们就披上基督吗？
That today when we come to service, did you clothe yourself with Christ?
还是我们就带着我们的旧人就来到聚会里呢？
Or are we going bring our old man to the midst of service in the meeting?
所以在侍奉上第一件要注意的事情。
So the, in terms of service, the first important point is to know the nature.
那么第二个点,
the second point,
我们讲到新约的侍奉是儿子的侍奉。
With the New Testament service is the service of the Son.
那么主耶稣基督他是神的儿子到地上来做仆人。
That Lord Jesus Christ, he is God's Son to come down to earth.
他给我们做了一个榜样。
That he gave us an example.
所以今天我们所有神的儿女们都应该做神的仆人。
So all of us, we should be the servant of God.
这个侍奉是充满生命的。
That this service is filled with life.
这个侍奉是家的服事。
This service is a service of the home.
是服事我们天上的父亲。
That we are serving our heavenly Father.
所以呢，我们被拯救，成为父神的祭司。
So that when we are saved to be the Father's priest,
我们服侍我们的父亲,
that we are serving our Father.
这个意念是非常重要的。
This thought is such an important thought.
今天我们不是做基督教的事工。
That we're not just doing some Christian work.
今天我们很多时候我们都觉得来到教会里，我们是服侍一个组织，服侍一个工作，服侍一个属地的目的。
Many times we come to church, we feel like we're serving an organization, a building, a community.
不是，我们是来服侍我们的父亲的。
No, we are actually here to serve our Father.
这是多么宝贵的思想。
This is such a precious thought.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们也讲到，神对于侍奉他有两个重要的要求。
We also know that God requires two important things in terms of service.
昨天晚上讲到神的要求是爱的要求。
Last time we talked about God's requirement is the requirement of love.
神对教会的要求。要叫他们有起初的爱。
That God's requirement of the church is that you have to have the first love.
神对我们个人的要求是要求我们要有比较的爱，这是彼得。
So then in our individual love, it's what Peter experienced is the love of comparison. That's what he requires of us.
主为我们问我们说，你爱我比这些更深吗？
So the Lord asks us, do you love me more than these things?
要有这个爱，你才能服侍。
You have to have this love, then you can feed the lambs.
昨天晚上我们也讲到神就是爱。
Then last time we said God is love.
那么，我说神就是爱，没有恨。
I said God is love. There's no hatred.
感谢主啊。
Thank the Lord.
散会之后啊。
And after the meeting.
神借着徐弟兄提醒我。
God through Brother Xu reminded me.
神是有恨的。
God has wrath.And hatred.
因为在希伯来书里面提到。
Because it talks about it in the book of Hebrews.
我们的主他喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
That because in Hebrews it says love, God loves righteousness but hate wickedness.
我们要感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他爱世人。
That he loves all people.
但是他却恨恶罪恶。
But he hates sin and wickedness.
我们知道神不恨我们这些人，神恨恶罪恶。
That God doesn't hate us, He hates the sin.
神恨恶那些不义的事情。
He hates the unrighteous things.
是的，神的爱是不能包容罪恶的。
That is true, God's love cannot encompass sin.
神的爱是受真理的约束的。
That because God's love is bound by truth.
是不能违背真理的。
That He cannot go against truth.
那么这是非常重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
我们要感谢我们的神。
We will have to thank our God.
在他公义的要求底下。
That under the requirement of righteousness,
我们这些罪人是站立不住的。
That those of us are sinners, we cannot stand
still. 没有一个人是可以站立得住的。
No one can stand upright.
但是神用他的爱挽回我们。
But God used His love to restore us.
所以我们知道，在教会侍奉上，只有爱能够挽回。
So we know that in the terms of church service, only love can restore.
所以我们盼望在今天这个时代里面。
So we hope that in this generation,
主还能够得着一些的教会，正是用起初的爱来爱他们。
That God can capture a bunch of church that really love Him with the first love.
主也能得着一些个别的圣徒。
That God can also gain some individual saints.
在他们的生命中。
That in their lives,
是没有任何地上任何事物能与主来比较的。
That there's nothing on earth that can be compared to the Lord Himself.
任何事碰到主 都应该放在一边。
That anything when it's touching the Lord, you should just put it aside.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters.
这是在新约时代中间我们侍奉所需要明白的。
This is something that we must understand when we serve in the New Testament.
那么今天早晨我们来到第二个要求。
Here we come, this morning come to a second requirement.
那么这个要求是什么呢？
What is this requirement?
这就要求我们用灵来服侍他。
That God require us to serve him in spirit.
所以基督徒的侍奉应该是灵的侍奉。
The Christian service should be a service of the spirit.
我们从新约圣经里面很清楚地看见。
In the New Testament, we see very clearly.
真实的侍奉。
A real service.
乃是圣灵在人的心灵里面所做出来的工作。
That is the work of the Holy Spirit that works through our heart and our spirit.
所有的侍奉都是圣灵在我们的灵里面所引导出来的工作。
That all the service is actually the leading of the Holy Spirit, leading our spirit and the result of that work.
这个在旧约先知以西结的时代
，And we know that in the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel's time，
神已经借着他首先预言讲到
，That God through him already prophesied about the future。
神说我要给他们一个新的心
，That he said he's going to give him a new heart，
给他们一个新的灵
，A new spirit。
然后从他们里面除去石头的心
，And to remove the heart of stone，
给他们有肉心
，To give a heart of flesh。
然后他说我的灵。要住在他们的心里。
He says, "My spirit will dwell in their heart."
所以在旧约时代
，In the Old Testament，
神已经很清楚地把那个未来的新约时代中的侍奉的这个光景告诉我们。
That God in the Old Testament already shared the condition of the New Testament service.
其实这个才是神所要的真正的侍奉。
This is the actual service that God requires.
那么在旧约时代呢
？In the Old Testament。
其实呢，在侍奉上，神的要求也是注重灵。
That actually God really requires in terms of service the Old Testament also emphasize on the spirit.
但是在旧约时代呢，它是一个特殊的。
But in the Old Testament, it's a special condition.
它不是一个普遍的一个情形。
It's not the common situation.
但是即使在那个特殊的时代
，But even in that special generation time,
神拣选人出来侍奉神，人就是以。
That when God picked out and chose, calls people out, He uses the Spirit as the standard.
我们从旧约圣经里面可以找到一个例子。
We know in the Old Testament we can find an example.
这可以说是一个很标准的例子。
We know it's a very standard example.
因为我们知道那个时候神要把摩西召回去。
We know that God's going to call Moses back.
那么他们已经来到约旦河边。
They already came to the River Jordan.
两三百万的以色列百姓要过约旦河。
Two or three million people are going to cross the River Jordan.
保罗那不摩西带领他们有四十年在旷野里面。
That Moses led them about 40 years in the wilderness.
现在神要把摩西召走。
Now God's going to take away Moses.
所以摩西也知道。这个责任重大。
Then Moses knows this is a huge responsibility.
所以他就在神面前祷告。
So he started praying before the Lord God.
他就讲到神啊。
He said, God.
万人之灵的神啊。
The God of all spirit.
求你拣选一个人。
Please choose someone.
能够接续这个工作。
That can continue this work.
因为这四十年，摩西带领以色列百姓在旷野行走。经过无数的艰难
，Because Moses through the 40 years of wilderness met many difficulties。
这是一个何等沉重的一个担子
！This is such a big burden。
什么样的人能够承担这个责任呢
？So what kind of person can actually take upon this burden？
神就对摩西说
，God said to Moses，
你去找约书亚。
You go and find Joshua。
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
他里面是有灵的。
The Bible says that inside him there is spirit.
所以我们看见神在这里拣选人接续摩西的时候
，So when we see that God is picking someone that will go at, come after Moses,
神拣选这个接续的器皿，神是看他里面的灵。
He finds the successor of Moses, the person he looks for is the spirit inside this person.
所以这个成了。在旧约时代中一个标准的榜样。
So this is an example that of a standard that example that Old Testament has.
神要叫做侍奉的人是以他们里面的灵作为标准。
So today if he is going to gain people, he uses the spirit that as our standard within us.
我们可以看见在旧约时代中几乎所有这些被神所用的人
We see the Old Testament, all the people used by God.
他们都是在那个灵里面能被神所用
That they're all used within the Spirit.
我们再举一段的历史做例子
Let's use another history as an example.
比方说被掳归回的时代
Then after the captivity time.
哇，那是圣经末后最后的一个大的恢复工作
It's the last recovery of the Bible.
以色列百姓已经被掳到巴比伦
The Israelites were taken captive to Babylon.
70年在巴比伦
70 years in Babylon.
经过那个极其黑暗的一个时代
They went to such a dark period.
现在开始神要引领一些百姓会重新回到耶路撒冷
That God's going to lead a bunch of people back to Jerusalem.
我们看见在那里就有一批人被主得着
Then we see a bunch of people are gained by the Lord.
首先我们就看见所罗巴伯带着一批人回去
Then we see first Zerubbabel took a bunch of people.
感谢主
Thank God, the Lord.
所罗巴伯这个领袖是非常软弱的
And this Zerubbabel person leader is a very weak leader.
但是神看他里面有个灵
But God saw a spirit in him.
所以你在撒加利亚书里面
So in Zechariah,
知道那句有名的话
You know the very famous verse.
撒加利亚对所罗巴伯说不是依靠势力不是依靠才能乃是依靠万军之耶和华的灵方能成事
Now God says not by might nor by power by the spirit of the Jehovah Lord that will accomplish all these things
万军之耶和华的灵怎样做事乃在人的灵里面做事
That Lord Jehovah how he does things is how he can do things through you
在这个之前我们看见还有但以理
That even before this, we saw Daniel.
圣经也告诉我们说，但以理里面有美好的灵性。
That we know the Bible says inside Daniel there's a very beautiful and lovely spirit.
他的灵啊，英文是用 excellent.
That in his spirit is an excellent spirit.
这个灵是一个非常好的灵。
That this spirit is a very excellent, very good spirit.
我们都知道但以理的故事。
We all know the story of Daniel.
所以就借着他这个灵在。
That God threw him in his spirit and used him in Babylon.
但以理书后面一句很重要的话。
In the end of Daniel, there's a very important phrase.
至高者在人的国中掌权。
The most high is actually governing among people.
神如何在人的国中掌权呢
？And how can God be in charge or authority among people?
因为神找出但以理这样一个器皿。
Because God actually found a vessel like Daniel.
他的灵是与神之间相通的。
That his spirit is intimately connected and in fellowship with God.
对，神就可以借着丹尼和他那些朋友们一同在那里掌权。
So therefore, God can use Daniel and his friends to gain, to govern over that place.
当我们读到以西结书的时候
，And when we go to Ezekiel,
我们更是感觉以西结是完全活在灵里面的一个。
Then we feel that Ezekiel is completely living in the spirit.
我们中国人常常讲一个人很灵活啊。
And we see someone is very lively, a Chinese saying.
其实啊，那个字应该翻作是灵活，还不是 lively， 是个灵活啊。我们中国人很有意思的。
So actually, Chinese people, we shouldn't really translate as lively. We should say living in the spirit.
这个灵是活的。
That this spirit is living.
你看见真是灵活。
That this person is truly living, is very lively living in spirit.
全卷以西结书你就看见他活在灵里面。
That we see that the entire Ezekiel, he lives in the spirit.
神就把荣耀的意象可以启示给他。
That he gives the glorious vision and reveal to Ezekiel.
我们能看见以西结所得出的意象是一个非常完整的意象。
That we see the vision that Ezekiel had is a very complete vision.
从神的荣耀能力一直到整个耶路撒冷城的这个建造。
It sees the glory, the power of God to the entire building of the Jerusalem.
我们晓得这些都是发生在灵里面。
We know this all happened within the spirit.
那么我们晓得以斯拉。
We know Ezra.
那也是一个灵性非常美好的人。
He also has a very excellent spirit.
在巴比伦七十年这么样一个黑暗的日子里面。
In the 70 years of darkness.
他居然把律法书读通了。
But he actually understood the book of the law.
他能够完全明白神的律法。
He completely understood the law of God.
所以后来当圣殿被建造起来的时候
，So after the temple was built,
他可以把神的律法重新带回到 圣殿里。
That he's able to bring the law of God back to the temple.
用律法美化神的圣殿。
So using the law to beautify the temple.
啊，我们读尼希米记的时候。
When we read Nehemiah.
你看见尼希米那个祷告的灵。
You can see the spirit of a prayer by Nehemiah.
刚刚有力。
It is so powerful and full.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
旧约的这段历史。
We see the Old Testament history.
我们能看见凡是神所能用的人
that whoever can be used by God,
都是他们的灵的光景在神面前是美好的
that the condition of the spirit is one that's perfect and excellent.
当然在人类堕落之后
but after the fall of man,
我们晓得撒旦把罪带到人的里面
we know that Satan brought sin to mankind.
人的灵啊就死了
that man'sSpirit died. It's actually not completely dead, it's just fading. Because our conscience is still there, right?
但是有一些人呢，虽然在旧约的时代中，他们的灵还比别人呢稍微活一点。
So even though some people in the Old Testament, their spirit is a little bit more alive than the others.
所以神可以用他们。
So God can use them.
到了新约时代中
But when you go to New Testament,
我们要感谢我们的主耶稣基督。
We want to thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
他的救恩带来的福气是更大的。
That the blessing of his salvation is even better.
所以当圣灵重生我们的时候
So when the Holy Spirit lives in us,
他把一个新的生命带到我们里面。
He gives us a new life.
这个新生命一进到我们的里面，我们里面的灵就活过来。
So when this new life comes within us, our spirit just awakens and starts living.
这就是以西结所讲的那个心灵。
This is what Ezekiel talks about, the new spirit.
每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒，你的灵都是活的。
That all the born again Christian, your life should be living.
我们要知道
Your spirit should be living.
这是主耶稣付上重大的代价所带来的一个荣耀的结果。
We know that this is a glorious result that Jesus had to pay on such a high price.
这是何等宝贵的一件事情。
This is such a precious matter.
这个 Sparks 弟兄啊，他曾经讲一个小的故事。
Brother Sparks told a story.
哎，我觉得那个非常好。
And I think it's very good.
他说在英国的那个博物馆里面。
In a library in the England.
啊，他们那有个博物馆里面挂了一幅大的画。
That there was a very big painting.
那这幅画子呢
？In this painting.
是纪念呢第一次世界大战时候啊。在战场上阵亡的士兵。
It just had all the soldiers that went through the First World War.
那么这幅画子画的是什么？画的是一个通信兵。
通信兵。Oh, it talks about the intelligent soldiers in the painting from the First World War.
那么，因为呢，在第一次世界大战的时候啊。
Because in the First World War.
那个时候还没有无线电。没有这个 radio.
Oh, because at that time there's no radio, there's no frequency or radio frequency.
那么都是要靠有线的。
So you actually have to be connected through a line.
我们知道这个军队的总部如果跟部队之间呢，这个通讯上断绝是很危险。
So if a commander of this army, if they disconnected with another group, it's a very dangerous situation.
所以这些通讯兵的责任很大。
So those that actually connect the line connector is very, they have a big responsibility.
但是战场上常常那个炮弹下来就把那电线炸断。
But in the battlefield, when a bomb comes down, the line is broken.
所以这些士兵就要冒着危险去把那个线接起来。
So these soldiers have to, even through danger, despite danger, have to go and connect the line again.
所以在这个战场上啊，这个通讯兵的这个牺牲非常大。
So it is a big sacrifice for these soldiers in the battlefield when they have to connect.
所以后来就有人画了一幅画子纪念他们。
So therefore there was a painting that was reminding us of them.
这幅画很好。
But this picture is very good.
他就看见一个通讯兵。
And you see this soldier that was of the intelligence of the line connecting soldier. He already died.
但是他的两手抓的线接着。
But his two hands will connect the line.
然后下面一句话说。
And there is a phrase underneath.
接通了。
Connected.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
本来我们跟神之间是完全断绝。
Before we are disconnected completely with God.
当我们的主在十字架上为我们钉死的时候。
But when our Lord Jesus died and crucified a cross for us.
我们的灵活了。
That our spirit is living again.
我们跟神之间的交通通了。
our fellowship with God is once again connected.
所以每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒,
so every one of us that are saved by grace,
我们里面的灵跟神之间都是接通的,
that our spirit is connected with God.
所以今天我们要侍奉神,
so today when we have to serve God,
因为我们神里面的灵能跟神接通,
because our spirit can be connected in fellowship with God.
所以从元首那里来的信息就可以达到我们身上,
so the, from the origin, from the first place where the message that comes to us, it can touch us.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
他不仅成全这个救恩,
not only does he complete the salvation,
他自己在地上就做了一个美好的榜样,
that he himself was a great role model.
我们的主在地上, 在肉身中的时候,
that when the Lord was in his flesh,
他的灵跟圣灵之间是有完美结合的一个关系,
that there was a great intertwining of his spirit and the Holy Spirit.
是最美好的一个结合,
it's the most perfect connection.
所以因此圣经中有这样的话说,
so therefore the Bible says,
神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的,
that when God gave him Holy Spirit, it's unlimited.
因为我们主里面的灵跟圣灵之间的跟完全是相通的,
because the Lord's Spirit and the Holy Spirit is completely connected.
所以看见主耶稣在地上的生活侍奉完全接受圣灵的指引,
so you see all the service of our Lord Jesus on earth is always led by the Holy Spirit.
他去征战是圣灵催促他到旷野去的,
that you know when he goes to the desert, it is the Holy Spirit telling him to go to the desert.
那么他说话是凭着圣灵,
that when he speaks, it's dependent on the Holy Spirit. In Luke chapter 4, it's very clearly
said,
and in Acts chapter 10, it tells us
他做工也是凭着圣灵,
that when he's working, it's through the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we know in the Old Testament, the Lord didn't come yet. The Old Testament already prophesied the Messiah is going to come. That we know the Messiah is the anointed one. That we already know that when the Lord Jesus comes to earth, he is serving under the anointing. We also know in the Old Testament, if you are anointed, then you can serve.
祭司、先知、君王是受膏的,
so therefore prophet, the king and the priest, they're the ones that are anointed.
那么感谢主, 主到地上来的时候,
so thank the Lord when he, our Lord came to earth,
他是祭司也是先知也是君王,
that he's a priest, he's a king, he's also a prophet,
他是那个完美的受膏者,
that he's the complete and perfect anointed one.
所以他的侍奉完全是,
so his service is completely led by the Holy Spirit. So when he's on earth, he's glorifying his Father in heaven. That his service is the most perfect service.
我们曾经多次和弟兄姊妹讲了，这个受膏者呢，原文的意思就是油脂, son of oil.
Okay, so the anointed, the original meaning means son of oil. You can see our Lord, the entire body oil.
你不能碰他的,
you can't even touch him.
你一碰他你就沾到膏油了,
because as soon as you touch him, you touch the oil.
你记得那个血漏的妇人吗?
Remember the bleeding woman?
她一个想法了,我只要摸他一下就可以了。
Remember she was thinking, as long as I touch him, that's good enough.
所以她摸着主耶稣衣裳的坠子啊,
so he just tucked a little piece of rope, immediately there she was healed. And then immediately the Lord felt that power left him, because his whole body is all oil. We thank the Lord. In the New Testament, that every one of us are the anointed one. That we should live in an abundant anointing of life.
我们多次讲过，我们基督徒呢，不能卡别人的油，让别人卡油才好。
Oh, so then we cannot take advantage of other Christians. We should let others take advantage of us.
应该谁一碰我们，他就一身油。
Then whoever touches us, the whole body is full of oil.
我们讲过，你在家庭的生活里，如果夫妻两个都是满了膏油。
Then we know that if in a family, husband, wife, full of oil, then there will be no sound. And also in the terms of service in the church, if everyone has full of oil anointing, then they won't have any noise.
我们很多时候所以会有这些情况很简单缺少膏油
Many times we have situations because we lack the anointing
家庭里面缺少膏油那就争吵不休
But if you, have, you don't have anointing at home you're going to be in fight, constant
fighting 教会里缺少膏油
In the church if you lose the oil
很多难处
Then there will be a lot of difficulty
所以弟兄姊妹们感谢神
Thank the Lord
我们的主耶稣是受膏者
That our、Lord is the anointed one
我们今天也是
That we are also the anointed one.
所以我们的侍奉
so our service
应该是一个随灵而行的侍奉
It should be one that's led by the Spirit.
那么我们都清楚今天神造我们呢我们人有灵魂体
And we all know that when God created us, we have the spirit, soul, and body.
今天这个在我们的生活中这个秩序不可以乱
Then we know that in our daily living, this order cannot be mixed up.
在侍奉上
In terms of service,
更是不能乱
It definitely cannot be mixed up.
我们的侍奉应该是从灵里面，圣灵在我们的灵里面发动。
That we should serve, prompted by the Spirit in us.
而我们的魂呢，要站在被动的地位上。
That our soul should be on a, a passive position.
他应该受灵的支配。
That he should be, told what to do by the Spirit.
然后我们的身体呢
？In our body.
是听命的。
That we listWe listen to command.
所以是灵指挥魂，魂指挥体。
So the spirit will govern the soul, the soul will govern our body.
这样才是一个正常的服事。
Then this type of service is a normal service.
但我们今天看见地上的侍奉乱七八糟。
We see the service on the earth is all over the place.
因为很多的侍奉，你看这很大一片的服事都是魂在发动。
And we see a lot of service is actually the, prompted by the soul.
甚至有的那个服事完全从肉体里面出来。
And some service actually completely come out of the body.
这样的侍奉你怎么样能够成全神的心意呢
？Now this kind of service, how can you complete the will of God?
怎么样能够满足神的心意呢
？How can you please the will of God's heart?
所以当我们得救之后
，So after we are
saved, 我们的心灵已经活过来了。
That our heart and spirit already revived and live again.
神也差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
And God also sent the Holy Spirit to live in us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
the brothers and sisters,
我们的侍奉
our service,
应该是跟随圣灵在灵里面的指引而已。
It should be governed by the Holy Spirit.
约翰到晚年的时候
John in the elderly age,
他特别告诉我们基督徒的生活呢需要顺服膏油的教训。
It talks us that our daily living should be prompted by the anointing.
他说这膏油是真的，不是假的。
This anointing is real.
我想我们今天在生活中都能感觉到。
So those of us are daily living, we can experience senses. We can when we know that the anointing is leading us, we feel lively.
我从16岁蒙恩得救。
So I was saved when I was 16 years of age.
一直到今天。
Even to today.
弟兄姊妹，我的经历。这个圣灵的膏油在生活中的带领
And I experience the anointing of the Holy Spirit leading me daily
是那么的真实的
It is so real and
real 哎呀 你在一些事情上面呢你只要有时候感觉一点错误马上这个膏油在里面就会提醒
But if you actually do something you just did something wrong the anointing the oil will just remind you
膏油的生活
That we should submit to the this anointing
我不记得哈我这个有没有跟你们讲过
I don't know if I shared this with you
最近的一点点的经历
It's something I recently experienced
我现在已经过70岁了
I am over 70
我那时候快70岁的时候
But before I became 70
有一天呢 我到一个这个 drug store 去买点东西
One day I went to the drug store to buy something
我回来的时候
I came home
我走这个小路上
I was walking a small street
我看这个香蕉皮在那里
Then I saw a banana peel
所以我就小心不要踩到我就跨过去了
So I wasBe careful, I don't want to step on the peel, so I went over the peel.
那就晓得我走了没有十几步啊。
After 10 steps.
哇，这个里面有很清楚的感觉啊。
And inside me, there's a very clear message, feeling.
告诉我说，你回去把那香蕉皮捡起来。
So you go back and pick up that banana peel.
你知道我站在那里非常的窘迫。
And I was just in turmoil.
因为我二十几岁的时候，神曾经在这方面教导我，叫不可以随便乱丢东西。
Because about when I was 20 years old, God taught me you cannot just throw things away carelessly.
所以我就站在那对主说。
And I sat there and I said to the Lord.
我说主啊。
Lord.
我已经快70岁了。
I'm almost 70.
我还要学这个功课吗
？Do I still have to learn this lesson?
这个里面的意念非常清楚。
That inside my heart. The will I can understand. I didn't throw that banana peel.
但是我知道我必须要学会顺服。
But then I know I have to submit.
因为主要试试我们。
Because God's going to test us.
你二十几岁时候能顺服。
When you're 20, you're able to submit.
你现在快七十岁了。
Now you're almost 70.
你还能顺服吗？
Can you still submit?
不用大事情。
Not something big.
小事情这个就试试看。
Just a small thing like this, just test you.
所以我只好听话，把香蕉皮捡起来。
So of course I went back and picked up the banana peel.
把它丢到垃圾桶里。
And I threw it to the garbage can.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, you know.
当我把这香蕉皮丢到那个桶里去的时候。
When I threw the banana peel into the garbage can.
突然之间，我里面充满了喜乐。
Then within me, I suddenly have such joy.
就好像我几十年前呢。顺服主的时候，那个喜乐一样。
Just like when I was younger age, that kind of joy that I experienced when I submitted to the Lord.
快乐的不得了。
And I was so happy inside.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
并不在乎这些小事。
It's not only these small matters.
神是在乎我们里面还能不能顺服。
He cares about can you still submit to Him.
所以这膏油是真的。
This anointing is real.
不是假的。
It's not fake.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
我们今天要追求。在灵里面跟随主侍奉。
That we have to pursue that inside the spirit will lead us to pursue him.
你知道我们基督徒里面都有灵。
That we know, brothers and sisters, that in our lives we all have the spirit.
但是我们个人灵的品质不一样。
But the quality of the spirit is different.
有的人的品质是非常好的。
Some quality is very good.
那我们怎么样能使我们灵里面的品质变得好呢？
So how can you change so that the quality is good?
有一个很重要的点。
There's an important point.
就是看我们的魂受对付多少。
So it talks about our soul, how much dealing we had with.
我们知道十字架的救恩里面有很非常重要的一个救赎。
Then we know the important salvation of the cross is actually dealing with our soul.
我们的魂对付的越深，灵的品质就越好。
The more in deep depth of the soul is being dealt with, the better the quality of your spirit.
我们侍奉的品质是根据我们灵的品质的。
Our quality of service is according to the quality of the spirit.
你会看见教会历史上很多人服侍跟服侍人的那个品质不一样。
Then you can see a lot of people serve in the world, the quality is very different.
这个侍奉就看你灵里面的光景。是怎样的一个情况？
This kind of service is in accordance to the condition of your spirit.
我举个例子说明一下。
I'm going to give an example.
在旧约时代
，in the Old Testament，
就是一个好例子。
It's a very good example.
我们都知道哈拿的故事。
We all know the story of Hannah.
啊，哈拿呢是一个家庭主妇。
She's a household wife. She's a housewife.
她的先生娶了两个妻子。
Because her husband had two wives.
这个小的会生，她不会生。
The younger one can give birth and she couldn't. She was barren.
这个小子就做他的对头。
So this young one just kept going up on her.
圣经讲说大大的刺激他。
And kept hurting her.
整天都是冷言冷语的。
All day long, very cold
toward her. 那么哈娜又很软弱。
And Hannah's very weak.
哈娜很善良，她也不会去跟他吵。
She has a good heart. She's not going to fight with her.
她靠哭。
So she just cried.
她说到她先生面前哭。
She just goes to her husband and starts crying.
好先生哦。
She had a very good husband.
非常爱
她。The husband really loved her.
每次吃饭都给她多几份。
And whenever eating, give her more portions.
她有时候还会很幽默跟她讲，有我比不比有十个儿子还好吗？
Sometimes say, you know, you have me already. Isn't me myself better than 10 or 20 sons?
但是 Hannah 还是非常的受搅扰。
But Hannah was very
in
turmoil. That every day was suffering, but thank
God.
She didn't take away all her turmoil and put it onto other person. She said all these things that happened to her, she brought it before Lord Jehovah. And then when he went to the temple to pray,
圣经记载说呢，他在中文是这样说，他在神面前倾心吐意。
That in the Chinese it says that she poured out her heart.
其实那个圣经的原文是什么呢？
But in the original language,
他说他耶和华面前 他把他的魂倒出去。
That is in before the Lord Jehovah, she poured out her soul.
弟兄姊妹，什么意思叫做把魂倒出去呢
？Brothers, sisters, what does it mean to pour out your soul?
因为他拒绝活在这些刺激的里面。
But she refuses to live under these turmoil.
那段日子在家庭的生活里面，这个魂里面的刺激实在是叫他受不了了。
Because you know the pricking of the soul every day in the home is really just it's hard to bear.
但是我们的姊妹学功课。
But our sister learned a lesson.
她不是以牙还牙，以眼还眼的。
She's not an eye to eye, a tooth to a tooth.
她乃是来到神跟前，把她所有的痛苦、所有的压抑，通通倒在神的跟前。
She take all her sufferings, all the things that she suffered, and pour all to the Lord.
所以，因此在那个时代中
，So in that time,
培养出一个高贵的灵。
So therefore, you nurtured a very precious oil.
你看见。哈拿的灵多么的尊贵！
So you see how precious is Hannah's spirit.
她向着神所许的愿，所还的愿。
So her wish before the Lord and what she gave back to the Lord.
完全没有犹豫。
That there is no reservation.
并且你看见她在撒母耳记上第二章的那个祷告。
And you see the second, first Peter chapter 2 in Samuel. I mean, first Samuel chapter 2, that prayer.
那是何等尊贵的祷告。
And that's such a precious and honorable prayer.
那是君王的祷告。
That is a prayer of the king.
那么我们都，很多人都知道，后来大卫写诗的时候呢，很多时候都根据哈拿的那个祷告。
That we know that when David wrote Psalms, he actually did it according to Hannah's prayer. Because in that prayer, it showed how precious and how honorable is the spirit of Hannah. Thank the Lord. That she's only a housewife. But the quality of the spirit is very high. So therefore, God can use her to influence Samuel to change the time.
So, 弟兄姊妹们
so therefore, brothers,
我们灵的品质越好，就越能给圣灵用。
The quality of spirit, the better it is, the more we can be used by the Holy Spirit.
今天一个好的灵啊，就是看它跟圣灵之间的配合如何。
Like a good spirit is just how much is in harmony with the Holy Spirit.
所以侍奉只不过是。外面的一个工作。
So service is only an outward work.
这个工作会显出你里面您的品质是如何。
But this outward work will show forth the quality within.
所以基督徒的灵如果软弱。
So if the Christian spirit is weak.
我们就很难服侍。
It's very difficult for us.
你看提摩太就是这样的光景。
Look at Timothy, he's like this.
那个时候，因为他太依赖保罗了。
Because he was so reliant on Paul.
所以保罗被关在罗马的监牢里。
So Paul was jailed in Rome.
以弗所教会又充满难处。
And if he, the church in Ephesus had a lot of problems.
提摩太就整天流泪。
And then Timothy all day long was crying.
那么保罗写提摩太后书特别鼓舞他。
So Second Timothy, when Paul wrote, he encouraged him.
保罗对他说：“神所赐给我们的灵不是软弱的灵，而是刚强、仁爱、谨守的灵。”
That God gave you a spirit not of timidity.But a power, love, and self-discipline.
在提摩太后书最后一句话说，愿神与你的灵同在。
In Second Timothy, the last phrase, may God's Holy Spirit be with you.
提摩太是一个好人。
Timothy is a good person.
也是一个好的工人。
He's a good worker.
但是现在他的灵不行。
But his spirit is not good.
他这个灵不行，会影响整个。
When his spirit is not good, it will influence the entire service in Ephesus.
保罗知道这件事很严重。
So Paul knows this is a very serious matter.
特别的鼓舞他。
Then especially encourage him.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们知道这封书信给提摩太带来了非常大的一个帮助。
We know that this letter really helped very much our brother Timothy.
所以经过了27年之后。
So after 27 years.
我们看见。在启示录里讲到以弗所的教会的时候
，So we know in Revelation we see when it talks about Ephesians，
以弗所的教会的光景还不错的。
The condition of the Church of Ephesus is actually not that bad。
也证实怎么样，提摩太的灵被鼓舞起来。
It also testified that a revival of the Spirit in Timothy。
弟兄姊妹们，今天我们侍奉主，我们的灵里面的光景。 决定我们外面侍奉的一切。
Brothers and sisters, today how we serve outward is dependent contingent upon how our condition of spirit within.
所以保罗在罗马书第一章就告诉我们
，Paul says in Romans chapter 1,
他是用灵来侍奉神的。
That he uses the spirit to serve
the Lord. 那我们知道保罗里面一个非常美好的灵性。
That we know that Paul has a very excellent spirit inside.
今天呢，圣灵运行在全地。
That we know that the Holy Spirit hover over the whole earth.
他在寻找什么呢
？What is he looking
for? 不仅寻找一些诚实的人。
Not only to look for someone that's truthful.
他在寻找美好的灵性。
He's looking for the perfect spirit.
而我们知道嘛，在整个人类的历史当中
，We know the entire history of mankind.
保罗是神所找到一个。有非常美好灵性的一个人。
That Paul is someone that God found, someone who has a perfect spirit,
a very good spirit. 最好的一个灵。
You can say it's the most perfect spirit.
保罗的灵的品质是非常高的。
And we know the quality of the spirit of Paul is very high.
所以呢，我们看见保罗在世的日子非常的短，但是创下了非常荣耀的结果。
So even though Paul on earth was very short, but he had a excellent result.
这个不是保罗个人的才干。
So this is not according to his own capability.
这不是保罗个人的学问。
It's not his own intelligence.
但是圣灵在他灵里面做出来的一个结果。
That is the result of the Holy Spirit that worked through him.
保罗不仅教导人要随灵而行。
That Paul doesn't teach people to follow the Spirit.
他自己是一个完全随灵而行的。
That he is someone who completely followed and led by the Spirit.
我们都记得在使徒行传第十六章。
We know in Acts chapter 16.
圣灵禁止，耶稣的灵不许。
And the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus says, restrained him.
那么我们知道，他完全跟随里面的灵来服侍。
Then he served completely according to the Spirit within him.
不仅这样。
Not only so.
他的灵。
His spirit.
可以容让神把历史历代所隐藏的奥秘启示在他里面。
That his spirit can contain.All the mystery of the ages of God.
保罗美好的灵性叫他得着人类历史上最大的一个启示。
That he has the highest revelation of mankind, that God has for
man. 我们晓得在圣经中最完全的看见，就是在以弗所书、哥罗西书。
That we know the complete picture of the entire Bible, of all the ages is in Ephesians and in Colossians.
今天我们都渴望神启示我们。
Then we all hope that God will reveal to us.
弟兄姊妹，如果你的灵不行，圣灵想启示也没办法。
That if your spirit is not good, God cannot give you revelation.
所以我们能得到启示，跟我们这个灵的性质有非常大的关系。
That if we were to receive revelation, it's contingent upon our spirit.
所以一个人越肯借着十字架对付自己的魂。他的灵的品质就更好。
The person who is more willing to let the cross deal with the soul, then the spirit quality is going to be even better.
他自然的对神的这个启示和认识。
Then naturally he will know God's revelation and understand him more. Thank God.
在历史上，神终于找到这么一个好的灵性。
That God can in the history found such a good spirit.
所以神可以把他全部的心意。都借着保罗启示。
So God can have all His entire heart and through Paul displayed it all out.
我们知道这是我们天上父亲心里最大的喜乐。
We know this is the one that pleases our Heavenly Father the most.
他若能把他的儿子启示出来，这是他最大的快乐。
If He can reveal His Son completely, it is what pleases Him the most.
到今天这个时代。
To this generation.
如果神没有办法借着圣灵把他的儿子启示下来。弟兄姊妹，你我的生活沉闷，神也闷。
So you know, we have such a hard time in life if God cannot reveal His Son in this generation.
神在寻找。
That He's looking for.
寻找美好的灵。
He's looking for good spirit.
保罗不仅能得到最大的启示。
Not only did Paul receive the highest revelation.
我们看见保罗的灵跟神的灵，神之间有完全畅通的交通。
That Paul's spirit is in complete, open fellowship. With the Father.
所以他在哥林多后书可以这样讲。
So in Second Corinthians, he can say.
我们基督徒可以敞着脸来到神的跟前。
That as Christians, we can come before Him with open face.
与神有完全的交通。
To have a complete fellowship with God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
很多时候基督徒在生活中有困惑。
That many times we have turmoil in our life.
我们觉得属灵的生活很沉闷。
We feel like it's so it's just so difficult to be a Christian.
你说为什么会这样现象
why do you feel that way?
你不要怪环境
Do not just blame the circumstances. It's because your spirit inside is not good. If the condition of your spirit within is good, but if there's no hindrance between your fellowship and God's spirit, then how can you feel so, It just means that you have like a very plain life, very plain. You have plain, no feeling whatsoever. But brothers and sisters, that we have to pay attention to the condition of spirit within. That all brothers and sisters, that we can have a very good spirit, that we can actually serve out the spirit. Peter, in his older age, he understands this. So in
1
Peter, it tells us,
他说, 我们基督徒啊, 吃的食物是主灵的,
that what we eat as Christian is spiritual.
是喝灵奶，对不对？我中文翻译很好，喝灵奶。That
we are drinking spiritual milk.
我们所住的房屋，教会神的房屋是什么？是属灵的。That
the building that we live in, what is this? This is a spiritual building.
神才不住人手所造的殿呢。That
God's not going to live in a temple that God made.
神主要住的这个属灵的殿。Because
He wants to live in a spiritual temple.
教会是属灵的。
That the church is spiritual.
教会不是属地的东西。
That churchism is not something that belongs to the earth.
那我们在这里献祭的时候呢?
That when we are offering sacrifices,
我们所献上的祭也是灵祭。
That even our sacrifices are spiritual sacrifices.
哇，你看彼得这个时候有一个特别的眼光。
So you see, Peter has an eyesight, kind eyesight.
神的儿女所吃的这些食物是应该是属灵的。
That what Christians eat, it should be of spiritual. What kind of food is spiritual?
主说我就是天上降下来的粮,
and the Lord said, I am the manna that comes from heaven.
只有出于主耶稣的,
so what comes from Jesus and Christ, that's real food.
但今天呢,
but today we see a lot of people, Christians, eating things that are not spiritual.
And
many times we are just trying to satisfy our soul.
哇，你看看那个基督教书房里面那些书。
And you look at Christians in their bookshelves, it's a lot of books that belong to satisfy our soul. Because we receive education ever since we're young. Our soul is being trained.
我们魂呢, 会懂得吃, 会吸收东西。
So our soul knows how to eat and we can absorb.
对那些出于魂的东西啊, 哎呀, 我们这个喜欢得不得了。
So things that come from the soul, we love it.
很容易就接受。
So easily we accept.
因为我们的新的灵呢, 虽然, 活过来了, 但是像个baby, 还没被训练。
Even our new spirit did live again, but it's like a baby, it's not being trained.
所以他对属灵的事物的这个吸收的能力很薄弱。
So the food that's of the spirit, he doesn't want it.
所以我们老是以魂里面的满足而代替，结果呢，越来越干渴。
Then we become drier and drier and more thirsty when we satisfy our soul.
弟兄姊妹们，虽然我们开头像 baby 一样，但我们学会喝奶，灵奶慢慢的喝。
So let us be like a baby that we will enjoy the spiritual milk first to drink that.
彼得鼓励我们要喝灵奶。
That Peter encouraged us to drink the spiritual milk.
在灵里面享受基督啊。
That in the spirit you will enjoy Christ.
在教会里面也是一样。
In the church is similar.
教会是属灵的。
That the church is of the spirit.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, here we are.
献的祭也是属灵的。
Even our sacrifice is spiritual sacrifice.
所以, 到了新约时代,
in the New Testament,
我们看见侍奉的性质上面呢是有一点不同的了。
That we see the nature characteristics and nature service is a little different.
神既然把个新生命给我们,
since God gave us a new life,
他也给我们新的灵,
and He gives us a new spirit,
还有差遣圣灵住在我们的灵里,
He sent the Holy Spirit to live in our spirit,
要求我们要用灵来服侍,
to require us that we should use the spirit to serve Him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们知道, 只有在这样的光景中给神的服侍, 才有永远的价值。
But only under this condition, when we serve Him, then that has eternal value.
这样的侍奉
，this kind of
才能让主的心得到满足。
Can please our God's heart.
从第一个世纪之后
，from the first century，
我们看见当教父的时代。
That we see during the time of teaching,
他们邻里的光景就赶不上使徒的时代。
Then you see these teachers compared to the apostles' time, there's no comparison.
结果整个教会带到地上的组织当中。
Then you could see all the teachers and then all the pope and all the bishops organizations turn it into an organization. In the fifth century,
教会就变成天主教。
And in the fifth century, the church became the Catholic church.
各式各样不同的形式说法，整个捆绑住。
All different types of saying things, the church is bound by that.
这个一直延续有一千年之久。
And keeps going for about 1,000 years.
到了十六世纪。
About the 16th century.
得着了马丁路德。
And God gained Martin Luther.
圣灵在他灵里面点活了一个光。
That the Holy Spirit enlightened his spirit.
因信称义。
That saved by grace.
给教会带来很大的革命。
It's a big revolution for the church.
从那个时候开始起，人的基督徒的灵开始怎么样？开始活过来。
So at that time, the Christian spirit started to live again.
所以到了十八世纪。
So the 18th century.
我们看见弟兄运动的时候。
We see the brethren movement.
哇，那是一个灵的大大的开放的一个时代。
So we see the outpouring of the spirit.
今天我们所知道的真理的解释，大部分在那个时代中都已经被解开了。
And then we know that all the spiritual meaning it came from that time.
圣经成了一本完全开启的一本书。
That the Bible is a complete open book for all.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们蒙受何等大的一个祝福。
We have such a blessing.
但今天在这个世代中
，But in this time，
我们觉得有一点点的悲哀。
We feel sad.
因为真正随灵而行的人越来越少。
Because those who really follow by the Spirit is less and less.
很多圣徒的灵呢，逐渐又开始萎缩了。
Then we can see a lot of saint spirit is just decreasing.
到处看见的都是外面魂的活动、体的活动。
We see everywhere is the movement of the body or the soul.
有这样的侍奉。弟兄姊妹，这样的侍奉是不能满足神的。
Brothers and sisters, this kind of service is not going to please God, what God requires.
求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
用他的话语光照我们。
To use His Spirit to enlighten us.
让我们能注意我们灵里面的光景。
So that we can pay attention to the Spirit within.
让我们愿意接受十字架在我们身上的工作。
That we're willing to accept the work of the cross.
让我们的魂受对付。
So that our soul can be dealt with.
让我们灵的品质能够越来越好。
So the quality of spirit can be even better and better.
这样我们在侍奉上，
and in terms of service,
能够引进神的祝福。
Then we can,
能够给神带来荣耀。
We can receive the blessing from the Lord and bring glory to Him.
所以这一次
and this time,
我里面的负担
my burden,
和弟兄姊妹讲到新约侍奉的特性
it talks about the characteristic New Testament service.
我实在感觉我们人的话很有限
I really feel that man's words are limited.
但愿这一点点的提醒
I hope this little reminder
能够在圣灵的手中
under the Holy Spirit's hand
主开我们里面的眼睛
that He can open our eyes to
Him 叫我们能看见的更多
so that we can see more
叫我们的侍奉能被主调整
so that we can reestablish order from in terms of our service so be turned to right
在不多的日子的里面
in the not so many times left
我们能把对的侍奉
we can take the correct service
好的侍奉
the good service
献给我们的主
to offer it to our Lord
盼望主回来的时候
So that when he comes back, he can say to each brother and sister, Well done, good and faithful servant. May the Lord bless all the brothers and sisters. And let's bow our head and pray.
主啊，我们满心的感谢你。
We are heart full of thanksgiving.
直到这个时候。
Even to this time,
你人就是与我们同在。
You continue to be with us.
你没有丢弃我们。
You did not forsake us.
虽然时代在改变。
Even though the time is changing.
环境越来越险恶。
That there's more wickedness in the.
黑暗的势力越过越大。
And the power of the darkness is becoming bigger and bigger.
但是你的话语仍是充满亮光。
But your word is filled with light.
愿你引导我们行走在你话语的光中。
May you lead us so that we can live under your word.
若是我们有什么光景。
If we have any kind of condition, it's wrong, that you will correct us.
用你自己的光,
so that your light will correct us.
我们有愿意的心,
we have a willing heart.
我们求你,
we ask you,
在这样的一个时候,
in this time,
让十字架的工作更多做工在我们的中间,
that the work of the cross can work, do more so among us.
让我们的魂受对付,
so that our soul can be dealt with.
让我们的灵得到更多的自由,
so that our spirit can be filled with freedom.
让我们的灵的品质能够越来越好,
and the quality of the spirit can be even better and better.
让我们学会真正的用灵来服侍,
that we really learn how to serve in the spirit.
主啊, 在新约的时代,
Lord, in the New Testament time,
我们知道恩典的日子很快要结束,
we know the time of the grace period is going to be shortened.
我们仰望你的怜悯,
we look upon your mercy.
让我们珍惜眼前的机会,
that we will take take all the opportunity before us,
能够走在你所喜悦的路上,
that we can walk a way that's pleasing to you.
就在这个时候,
in this time,
你在我们中间,
you are in the midst of us,
还能够得到美好的服侍,
that you can receive the great service,
是叫你的心满足的,
so that your heart can be satisfied,
是叫你的旨意能亨通的,
so that your will can just be exercised, so that your glory can be descended. Lord, we wait upon your return. In our deep heart, we say, Lord, please come back soon. We really long for your return. Thank again you brought us to come before you.
So
when we separate, that you continue bless. We give you thanksgiving. We just pray like this. In the name of Lord Jesus, precious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.